expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, and welcome again to another Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin the program today, you know, with this biotechnology, with all of the transhumanism, the powers that be, humans are the guinea pig. We're going to talk about dish brain. Dish brain. This is an article out of newatlas.com. Computer chip with built-in human brain tissue gets military funding. Absolutely. The military will always fund this kind of research. Last year, Monash University scientists created the Dish Brain, a semi-biological computer chip with some 800,000 human and mouse brain cells, lab-grown, into its electrodes, demonstrating something like sentience. It learned to play Pong within 5 minutes. The microelectrode array at the heart of the dish brain was capable both of reading activity in brain cells and stimulating them with electrical signals. So the research team set up a version of Pong where the brain cells were fed a moving electrical stimulus to represent which side of the screen the ball was on and how far away from the paddle it was. They allowed the brain cells to act on the paddle, moving it left and right. Then they set up a very basic reward system, using the fact that small clusters of brain cells tend to try to minimize unpredictability in their environment. So if the paddle hit the ball, the cells would receive a nice, predictable stimulus. Now, does this sound like satanic? Does this sound evil? But if it missed, the cells would get a four seconds of total unpredictable stimulation. So there's reward and punishment. Even with brain dish. This is the way people are conditioned, and now they're even conditioning brain dish. It is the first time lab-grown brain cells had been used in this way, being given not only a way to sense the world, but to act on it, and the results were impressive. Impressive enough that the research undertaken in partnership with Melbourne startup Cortical Labs has now attracted a $500,000 grant sale from the Australian National Intelligence and Security Discovery Research Grants Program. Dish brain. That's all we need. These programmable chips, fusing biological computing with artificial intelligence, in the future may eventually surpass the performance of existing purely silicone-based hardware, says project lead associate professor Adil Razi. The outcomes of such research would have significant implications across multiple fields, such as, but not limited to, planning, robotics, advanced automation, brain-machine interfaces, drug discovery, giving Australia a significant strategic advantage, he said. The Dish Brain Advanced Learning Capabilities, in other words, could underpin a new generation of machine learning, particularly when embodied in autonomous vehicles, drones, robots. It could give them, says Razi, a new type of machine intelligence that is able to learn throughout its lifetime. I remember hearing this last week that at some coming sports event, I don't know if it would be the Super Bowl, they're going to have a robot dog running around scaring the daylights out of everybody. You never know if it's going to have a meltdown. But you can put this thing in robots, let's say dogs, who knows what else. I won't even speculate. The technology promises machines that can continue to learn new abilities without compromising old ones, that can adapt well to change, and that can map old knowledge onto new situations while continually self-optimizing their use of computing power. So I will go to the break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. We will be using this grant, says Razi, to develop better AI machines. Well, I don't think I want better AI machines. I would prefer to leave all AI out of my life when necessary. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted.
When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it. But there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
But the string's already broken, and he doesn't.
All right, and we'll continue with this. The end of this article, Brain Dish. I'd like Brain Dish. Sounds like something to eat. So he says at the end of the article, again, this article is out of newatlas.com, Computers, Human. Technology promises machines that can continue to learn new abilities without compromising old ones. They can adapt well to change. They can map old knowledge into new situations while continually self-optimizing their use of computing power, memory, and energy. We will be using this grant, says Rossi, to develop better AI machines that replicate the learning capability and capacity of those biological neural networks. This will help us scale up hardware and methods capacity to the point where they will become a viable replacement for the silicon computing. So, we'll replace silicon computing. I remember in the 90s, there was a book. I don't remember the name of the book, but they were splicing human DNA or human tissue into pigs, rabbits, into mice, to rats. And what they were using was human brain cells for the most part. The mice became smarter. The rats became smarter. And that's all you want, is to have mice and rats that have a little edge to their intelligence and loose them onto society. Man is mad. Mankind is mad. These people are mad. Now, I have another article. I have considered this for quite a while. I have been following DARPA and CIA military brainwashing techniques with the born identity type of mind control, MK Ultra. They are so advanced with this type of brain or this type of military psychological MK Ultra science that we're going to talk about the abilities via astral projection or remote viewing or soul travel, things of this nature. These are the programs that the U.S. military, Russian, Chinese, militaries all over the world, they use these techniques in their mind control programs. And the most sophisticated, I believe, is the ability to remote view. People poo-poo the thought that you can actually be in one place and your mind can physically, in reality, be in another place. Astral projection. There was a movie out, Minority Report. In the movie, there are these people that are laying in this warm body temperature pool with electrodes to their brain, and they project, not individually. Yes, each one projects individually, but it is collective remote viewing. What is presented through this movie is government programs where you have individuals, maybe not necessarily, what they do is they try to sensory deprivation. So this way, you're not aware of your hands, your arms. You're only aware of what is in your mind. Sensory deprivation. And there are teams of people that work together to remote view. The Russians try to remote view into what's happening, let's say, in the White House, conversations in different departments in the military. Our remote viewing teams, we do the same thing. We remote view to the what's happening in Russia or China, any of the nations where we, any nation that we consider to be enemies. As bizarre as this may seem, it is real. It is not hyperbole. It's true. It's real. That's the reason for, remember, the movie with Frank Sinatra, when they prisoners were in, I think it was North Korea. They came back and they were, Telephone was a movie made with Charles Bronson, but they were programmed to do things at you give them, they were conditioned to take a word like a very rare word. It's not like red or green or black or one or five or nine, but something different. They could call this individual and give them a sentence, a saying. Red square 5. And it triggers them to go do a specific function, assassinate somebody. There's a gentleman by the name of Donald Marshall. Some of you may have heard of him. Most of you have never heard the name Donald Marshall. Now, he wrote down his accounts. He was a former Illuminati insider, and he turned internet whistleblower, and his posts came out in late 2011. The gentleman that interviewed him is writing the article, and I don't have the interviewer's name, but he was a victim of the Illuminati. Marshall details his own experiences of torture, kidnapping, abuse at the hands of a large global conspiracy, reaching shocking levels of depravity. Marshall exposed many major Illuminati political players, such as, now, we'll just read from the article, Queen Elizabeth, her husband Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Charlie, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Other names of world leaders, famous celebrities secretly involved. He claims to be, these claims can be substantiated by events cataloged by public and private organizations, such as Child Abuse Recovery, a division of Trauma Research Center, Inc., and the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels, which found Queen Elizabeth and her husband Philip guilty in the disappearance of 10 native children from the Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia on October 10th, 1964. This opens a can of worms. I've studied some of the accounts of what happened to these young Eskimo or Indian children in Canada, being taken from their parents, put into schools. It involved the Catholic churches. It involved the British government. It involved agencies, even from the United States of America. And it is well documented. And he has research as to what happened in Canada with these just 10 native children. I'm going to quote him. He says, "My name is Donald Marshall. I've been cloned." Now, we've thought about cloning. the reality of cloning. We know Dolly, the story of Dolly the sheep, cloned, had problems physically, lived for a few years. He began his account, the former Illuminati, in late 2011. Again, he exposed the details of eyewitness reports of the crimes committed against innocent citizens. He claims that these crimes take place nightly in deep underground military bases around the world. This is international. Now, finally, here in the last 4 years, since Donald Trump became president, the way in which the media has been able to begin not all media, I should say individuals, have been using media to begin to expose human trafficking, child trafficking, human torture of all kinds, child torture, and also going so far as human sacrifice. This is not isolated to a country. This is international. There's no such thing as a civilized nation. The reason is because in every nation you will have criminals. Criminals gravitate, yes, money, riches, farms, land, vehicles, the pleasures that they can, just the pleasures of life. But the most powerful drive, according to the Bible, the drive more powerful than the desire for money or power, is a sexual drive. The sexual drive, according to the Bible, is the most powerful drive within mankind. This is why in Genesis God said that man was to procreate. And the most powerful drive is the sex drive of not only man, but of all creatures. All the creatures that God created. And it can be and is the most evil of all of the drives, more powerful than the drive for power, drive to be wealthy, the thrill of jumping out of a plane, or any other drive. And because of that, because of the nature of man, that drive, uncontrolled, means the greatest evil through history. It happens in every culture, with every people, with every society. You cannot separate it from any city, group, religion. It can't be separated. And we're going to go to a break. We'll return. Podcasts for the Present Truth are on 1360khnc.com. The other hosts have their podcasts also, 1360khnc.com. My podcast, The Present Truth, I'm the host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll continue in just a few minutes.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Okay. And I don't want to miss, to deviate from my thought. The most powerful drive in nature, man included, is sex. The drive to procreate. It is a, according to the Bible, in the proper manner, it is sanctioned by God. It is sanctioned, it is ordained, it is ordered by God to procreate for any species. Insect, fish, doesn't matter. When you go beyond what is natural, then this is where something happens to the individual, and that individual will eventually lose control of that appetite, of that desire. And that person will destroy, that individual will destroy themselves. It will only get worse. It will become more powerful to the point where eventually, according to the Bible, there can actually be demonic possession. And that possession in the New Testament, it is referred to as a whoremonger. Male or female, addicted to sex, perverted sex, then if you begin to combine that desire with torture, it becomes even more addictive. And if you go from just torture to actually murder, sacrifice, then what happens is something happens to the individuals involved in this type of evil. Christ referred to it as a worm, something in their deep, in their soul. It's not just the flesh, in the flesh, in the body, the craving, but it goes deep into the psyche, into the soul, into the mind, emotion, and will. And they can never be free from it. Even if they meet Christ and repent, it is a long way back to normal. It is almost impossible to be rehabilitated. People in the prison systems, psychiatrists, psychologists, Ted Bundy, example, they will do their scientific, psychological research on these people, and they have ways to help them, drugs, medicate them, to try to rehabilitate them. There's no such thing as rehabilitation when they get to the point where they are so driven by not only the sex, but the torture and murder involved. At that point, Christ says that a worm, is so deep in their being, that worm will never let go. That worm will control these individuals until their death. It's a spirit. It is a power. Many psychiatrists, people in the prison systems with these type of people, they can never be let out. They're in for their lives. They'll never contribute to society for the most part. And the debate is, with these type of people, would it be better to just, end their lives? In this country, no. In many of the countries of the world, yes. But in America, no. These people will be protected. That's just the truth. That's just the fact. That's just the way it is. Now, going back to Donald Marshall, in the article, fact, conspiracy theorists have long contended that major world events under the direction of a powerful global coalition of wealthy and secret societies known as the Illuminati. They hold that the shadow government has been orchestrating world events for many years, promoting hidden agendas, include ultimate control of in the arenas of society from banking, business, politics, military, education, religion, medicine, media, and entertainment. Donald Marshall has risked his life to speak out about this select group of individuals who he says maintains world control without the majority of the people being made aware, or public made even aware. He says that their vast number base includes royal bloodlines, prominent wealthy families, influential members of finance, banking, media, entertainment, as well as religious leaders and politicians, all of whom agreed to join and participate within the organization. I would make a reference to a movie with Tom Cruise, Eyes Wide Shut. And with the Eyes Wide Shut program, or that movie, and what it depicts actually what I just stated in this one paragraph. Bloodlines, wealthy families, influential members, finance, banking, doctors, attorneys. He explains that while members within this elite club enjoy access to unlimited opportunities, in exchange, they must agree to participate in secret meetings held nightly in deep underground military bases on highly restricted property. There they utilize top-secret cloning technology to meet as clones during their dream state to discuss the plans, discuss and plan future events while the rest of us sleep. Now, when I read this, I understand it. They utilize top-secret cloning technology. There's been reports that Joe Biden is a clone or a look-alike or a, you know, you have these impersonators, and that these people are clones or they have clones, something of this nature. Remember Dolly the sheep. Remember Dolly the sheep. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being.
All right. So, I would say before I forget, one thought. With the matter of astral projection, remote viewing, soul travel, soul sleep, things of this nature, be very careful. I would say to the Christian people who actually use techniques such as government technology or government training to astral project or remote view, be very careful. I'll tell you why. And those that are not Christian, you better be careful. Because while you are laying in your couch, your bed, or wherever, and your mind, your soul, your mind, emotion, and will is floating around out there like a ghost, the spirits in that world, if they get a hold of you, you will not return to your body. I'm going to warn you, if you get caught, if these spirits grab you, you'll see them. When you see them, you better get back to your body. You better have a reality check. Because if they lay hold of you, you're going to end up in a hospital, comatose, and people are going to try to figure out, why are you, where are you? You're not there. Your body is there. Your body's functioning just fine. Your heart is beating, but your brain waves are completely flatlined. I'm warning you, anyone who astral projects, the people in the occult, they're pretty much protected because they're trained. Just like the people that this Mr. Marshall is talking about. Astral projection, group projecting at the same time. This is pretty much unheard of. But it's reality in that world. A group, a team that projects together, like sending out a military operation. You think it's bizarre. I'm telling you it's not. Christ and the prophets of old stated that at the end of the world, mankind would have abilities, what you may want to call them psychic or communication with the demons, with spirits. This type of communication would increase, not decrease. It would increase. Even Christians, I know Christians that are into astral projection. Be warned, Christians, if you get caught, you're going to lay in a bed. And if you lay there too long in the hospital, flatlined in your brain, these hospitals will say, well, you know what? He had a brain injury, something like that. He's never going to wake up. But there's a couple of healthy kidneys. There's a nice liver. And what we don't use, we'll send the rest of the tissue for research. Be warned. Be very afraid. Do not get caught. In fact, don't even use these techniques. So Mr. Marshall, he talks about the people that were involved in cloning individuals, and he goes on to talk about how every night when the individuals go into REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, they leave their bodies and they'll go to like a stadium, and there's a physical body waiting for them, and they enter that body and they have a second body. It's a clone body. You think this is bizarre? I'll take you to the book of Revelation chapter 18. They trade bodies and souls of men. How can you trade mind, emotion, and will? That's the soul of mankind. They can take your physical body. You can become a slave. But how is it they sell your soul, your mind, emotion, and will? Because your body and your soul are together. Well, Could it be that you can actually take two individuals and cross one soul into one body, the soul of the individual into the other body? I've been having to think about this and consider it. King David used to say in the Psalms, he said, "Lord, these vicious people, keep me protected from them, lest they rend or tear, shred my soul into pieces." You hear of people that have multi-personality, rend, tear the soul into pieces. David, back in his time, they were fully aware of how they were able to take an individual soul and split the personality. This is why psychiatrists, psychologists, people in the psychiatric world, we're going to go to a break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts on 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back to finish out the hour in a few minutes.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
It may seem and sound bizarre, but it's not. This is what government programs do. Over the years, they have learned to, the CIA admits, they have learned to take demons and put demons in people. How is it they can do that? Because they are involved in the occult. How is it that they, with these techniques, like with the Bourne Supremacy, he has different personalities. He's just a regular guy, but all of a sudden he has all of these abilities that he's not even aware of. MK Ultra people, the Manchurian Candidate type of people. They, one word or a sentence or a thought, depending on what the controller, the person controlling that individual wants to do, they can activate activate this person to carry out a plan. There was a Christian man, Russ Dizdar. He died about a year plus ago, caught COVID. He and his wife both died within the same week. But he talks about the people that he was in law enforcement. He knew, he worked for police departments. He knew of the families that came here, some, on Operation Paperclip, the Germans, and their children. Their children were cloned right after their parents in Nazism with the same spirits, the same entities. And these people that were involved in these programs would give him insight into where these people are all over the country. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, throughout this country. Manchurian candidates. You know, I remember following the Benet Ramsey during that time when this young girl was murdered. And some of the people that were somewhat involved, you know, with the attorneys, people that were researching, it was suspected highly that Patsy Ramsey was multi-personality. She'd act one way one second, and she'd completely switch to another personality in a split second. So in that world of the psychiatrists and the people that studied that case, they suspect that she was multi-generational or multi-personality, maybe generational too. I wish I had more time to continue the story and the insights into Donald Marshall. Precious minutes. But at some point, I will come back and continue to talk about this matter of cloning, because this is a real matter. They suspect, again, that there are many people in Washington that are cloned. People in media. Is it possible? Remember Dolly the sheep. She was cloned, this sheep, but was not healthy physically. And it may be that they have a way to have an individual, a body, and the soul of the original owner of the soul can transfer his soul or her soul into a body of a clone. Bizarre. We'll talk about it more. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Let's visit tomorrow.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on right now. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. These are perfect trees for your yard, farm, ranch, or mountain property. Six-year-old, 4 to 5 foot tall evergreen trees. Now get two trees for only $4.20. While supplies last, choose from Black Hill Spruce, Montrose Charm White Spruce, or Bosnian Pine. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.